Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on this morning? Do tell. Do spill the dirt.
Okay, well, Basketball Wives star Megan James suing Lyft over a driver who left her stranded on the side of the road.
Ooh.
Side of the highway, actually, and she had a lot of walking to do.
Why?
So, well, what happened is, you know, just the driver had all the windows down. She said, couldn't you just roll mine up? And that annoyed him to the point where he was just swerving in and out of lanes and then pulled over on the highway, dragged her out of the car, left her there, and made her walk 10 minutes on the highway.
What?
So unsafe.
Why didn't she call Uber at that point, since Lyft didn't work out?
maybe that would have been a good idea. I don't know. But sometimes when you're in the moment, you're just so heated, you know, you just got to walk it off. But I hope she wasn't wearing heels, because that would have been very uncomfortable.
Brutal.
So needless to say, she's got a lawsuit. It looks like celebrity trainer Jillian Michaels might have a lawsuit, too. She claims tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff is missing after she had her stuff moved by a moving company, according to TMZ. So she moved from L.A. to Miami, and she hired this moving and storage company. She said $30,000 worth of clothes, tools, outdoor furniture went missing.
Wow. That's a
lot. She's a celebrity. Could be three things.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Is like, are these just big expensive things, or is it a ton of little things?
You know, I lost the lamp once. That's nothing compared to $30,000.
A $30,000 lamp.
Wow.
And she said a lot of other stuff that did make it was damaged because of careless packing. So I looked at the pictures of TMZ, and she's right. A lot of stuff did get damaged. So hopefully she can find everything else that's missing. Or maybe it's just in that box you haven't unpacked yet.
Right. Yeah. One huge box with $30,000 and stuff. Yeah. Just one. Funny.
Sean Weiss, the goalie in the Mighty Ducks movie. We've talked about him in the past. He's had a lot of issues with drugs, and that's part of the reason he wasn't involved in the Mighty Ducks reboot. And he's doing all right, though. You know, he finished his court-ordered drug program.
That's good.
And because of that, the criminal case for burglary was dismissed when he was arrested last year. And at the time of his arrest, you couldn't even recognize him. He was so painfully thin, did not look well. And you fast forward now, about 8 months, he looks happy and healthy and ready to move on with his life.
Good.
See the difference at TMZ.com. And now he's doing talks across the country. So hopefully he can help other people who are struggling as well.
Oh, nice.
The Kennedy Center Honors is returning December 5th. And this year, actress and singer Bette Midler, Motown Records founder Berry Gordy, Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels, and singer Joni Mitchell are among this year's honorees, according to Hollywood Reporter. So, Lopez, I'm still trying to work on getting you on that list.
I appreciate it.
Still, every year.
I'm ready to dance.
Yeah,
I got my tap shoes ready to go.
You're page 2008. Eventually, they're going to get to you.
Someday.
Eventually,
someday.
They'll even consider you.
Which event is this again?
Kennedy
Honors. Wow. And that's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's another edition of Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Check out all their low rates posted right on their website at pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's going on in Hollywood?
All right, looks like we're going to have to get a new sign made up that says, "Welcome to Wakanda, Massachusetts."
I'm all for it. I've been saying that for years.
You know, you spearheaded the petition.
I did.
But, you know, yesterday I was telling you about how Worcester has become a hotspot for movies lately.
Yeah.
And now there's word that Black Panther, Wakanda Forever will film a chase scene in Worcester.
Oh,
in about
get
a
out
month.
Of here. That's what? Awesome. Yeah. Wow.
That's cool, but why just like one chase scene, I wonder?
Maybe it's a long chase scene, but this is what MassLive is reporting. And a production team was in Worcester last month to scout exterior shots for the scene.
I hope there's a chase scene right to Springfield. That would be awesome. Coming down the pike.
Yeah. That'd be
maybe
great.
Eventually, let's keep open.
I'm telling you, they're moving closer and closer to Springfield.
Yep.
Boston was third. We're next.
Well, delays. American Horror Story, the latest production, is shut down because an actor on the show tested positive for COVID. This was supposed to premiere last year.
Wow.
And since they had to move it for COVID, now we have to move it again, which is a little bit like time pressure because season 10 is supposed to premiere in a month.
Ooh, that's
so
some
August
quick
25th.
Editing. Yeah, the editor's got to be sweating by now.
All you have to do is that like scary twitchy girl with the stringy hair hanging in front of her face. Like you can just use that as filler pretty much everywhere.
For like 45 minutes. Yeah.
There's so many old seasons. I mean, just clip together a bunch of those to make a storyline.
True. And if you thought that was bad, well, Downton Abbey, which was supposed to be released this December, has now been moved to next March.
Oh,
can't take it. We're so impatient, you know?
I know. Right? When it comes to our favorite TV shows. Yeah.
Can we do that for our show? Like delay us for a year? Just take a rest?
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna pre-record a year's worth of shows, and they're going to come out in 2024.
Nice.
Just to let you know. Yep.
Marla Gibbs, who played Florence Johnson on The Jeffersons and Mary Jenkins on 227, she had a little bit of a scare during her Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony earlier this week. I mean, she's 90, and she was really excited to do this, but she was at the podium giving a speech, and she looked like she was about to faint. So her daughter said she just needed a minute. It was over 90 degrees.
Anybody's going to faint. Yeah. I would faint if I got a star, too. Be an awesome honor.
And she's, she just said she got overwhelmed, too. You know, she said, I haven't been excited until this moment.
In all of her life?
I guess.
Wow. Just this one time. That's great.
Saddens
though. I'm glad,
me a little.
Glad she got one.
Yeah, she definitely deserves it. The British government interrupted Ed Sheeran during an interview. So he had returned to England after spending some time here, and he was in the middle of an interview with Harry Potter actors Oliver and James Phelps for their podcast when the government called, making sure he was self-isolating at home, according to The Sun.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ed had to apologize for leaving the interview to take the call, but, you know, when the government rings, you answer because the Queen doesn't leave messages.
It's kind of creepy, too. They know
they
where
know?
You are. They know how to get a hold of you just by your cell phone.
That is kind of weird.
Maybe they're big fans of the podcast, and so they saw him on there, and they were like, let's just double check. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAF.
And time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got a Refer a Friend contest going on. Your shot at $1,000. Visit their new 16 Acres branch on Wilbraham Road or visit pvcu.org for details. Open to credit union members. Contest ends July 26th at 5 p.m. All right, Lopez, so what's going on? Actually, Dina, what's going on in dirt?
No, I can do it.
What do you have?
Take it away, Lopez.
I'm ready.
Why don't I get this one?
I referred back to last week when you were off. All right, so Dina, what's going on in dirt? Why don't you both do it? One line each. One sentence each, back and forth.
Right. Ready.
I told you yesterday that Worcester has become a hotspot for movies lately, and now there's word that, Lopez? Yep.
There's word that I'm awesome?
That Lopez is awesome and that Black Panther Wakanda Forever is going to film a chase scene in Worcester in about a month, according to Mass Live. Pretty exciting, right? Production team was in Worcester last month to scout exterior shots for the scene.
Very cool.
Very excited about that. Okay, so Dwayne The Rock Johnson, let's get to that. His time in the Fast and Furious family is completely over. I guess it looks like it because there's no love lost between him and Vin Diesel when they did the eighth installment in 2016. I guess neither one has let that go. So, you know, Vin trying to explain what happened between them, saying they had different views on how the Hobbs character should be played.
Whoa.
So that's Dwayne's character. You know, Dwayne had his ideas.
I thought they were fighting over, it's my turn to use the dumbbells. No, it's my turn.
I want to drive the fancier car.
As far as comments that Vin Diesel has made, The Rock says that they were basically laughable. He said, I think everybody had a laugh at that. But, you know, he wishes them well. He says best of luck on, you know, Fast 9, 10, 11, and the rest of them that they will do without me. So there it is. It's done. Chrissy Teigen keeping things light on social media now that she's in the so-called cancel club. She's apologized a few times amid her bullying scandal, but she tells TMZ she's got to accept that she just might be a member of the cancel club forever. And she did say, though, she's going to be staying out of everybody else's business from now on. Just focus on living her life, taking care of her family. Courtney Stodden, though, calling Chrissy out, still saying she never did reach out to apologize personally and said maybe Chrissy should consider doing some anti-bullying charity work.
Yeah. Send a DM.
Maybe she will.
Send it to Rick.
Hayden Panettiere has reunited with her ex-boyfriend, Brian Hickerson, which a lot of people are worried about because this comes just 2 months after he was released from jail after serving time for domestic violence involving her. Now, Brian says they're not back together, but they're working on making amends. So maybe this is her way of maybe getting closure. Like, you know, maybe having him say to her, I understand what I did to you.
Right.
And her saying, like, either I forgive you or I don't forgive you. Let's move on. I don't know. I just don't know if it's wise for her to get back into this relationship. It did not seem like a good one from the start.
Yeah.
And Dr. Dre has been ordered to pay his estranged wife, Nicole, spousal support. They still have not gotten through the prenup issues. Like, was it valid? Was it not valid? That's still a whole hot mess. But in the meantime, the judge said, yeah, let's award her temporary spousal support to the tune of $300,000 a month.
Oh, wow.
Starting August 1st.
Wow.
That's incredible. That would be, what's that?
Wow.
It's 30, what is it? 30?
It's 300,000 a month.
300,000. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So what's that? 100, what is it? 100,000?
Like a few million bucks.
A month? Yeah. 10,000 a month or something?
That's, I can't do the math. It's too much money
I know.
For me.
What is it? It's more than that.
What are you trying to, that's 300,000 a month. What are you trying to figure out?
How much so per day it is?
Oh, per day. Oh, okay.
Per year, it's almost over $3.5 million.
Yeah.
I can tell you that
That's
much.
Crazy awesome.
And he will have to pay that until per year until Nicole remarries or enters into a new domestic partnership.
Wow.
But I don't know. That right there is like $300,000. I mean, a month. That's 300,000 reasons to stay single.
Yeah, it sounds like a movie script, doesn't it? Well, if you get married and fall in love, you don't get the money. So better find somebody rich.
Wow.
And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.